Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a switch up in Ableton Live 12 that feels swingy, crunchy, and properly rooted in old school jungle and darker drum and bass energy. The whole idea here is simple. Instead of treating a vocal like a lead singer, we're going to turn it into a rhythmic instrument, something that can hit like percussion, bounce like a breakbeat, and add that human, chopped up texture that makes a DNB arrangement feel alive. This is especially useful in the middle eight, in a pre-drop turnaround, or as a second drop variation. Basically, anywhere you want contrast without killing momentum. A good switch-up gives the listener a new groove pocket, a new texture, and a little bit of surprise, while still keeping the track locked into the drums and bass. So let's start with the source. Pick a vocal phrase that has some attitude. Short is usually better. 1 to 4 words is ideal, or a single line with clear syllables. You want consonants that cut through, like TS, KS, PS, SS, breathy endings, things that can sit against a break and still read clearly. If the vocal is too smooth or legato, it can work, but you'll probably need to chop it more aggressively. Drop the vocal onto an audio track and open the clip in Ableton's clip view. If the sample needs warping, switch warp on. For cleaner textural results, Complex Pro is a good place to start. If the vocal is already rough and you want more of that gritty sample vibe, you can use beats, or even leave it a little imperfect if that helps the character. Now trim the phrase for rhythm, not melody. This is an important mindset shift. We are not trying to preserve a full lyrical performance. We are looking for a usable edit point. Cut the clips of the first usable transient lands cleanly, and leave a little tail if there's breath or room tone that adds character. Ideally, you want the phrase to loop cleanly over 1 or 2 bars. At this stage, think like an editor, not a singer. The best DNB vocal switch-ups often work because they feel like a deliberately chopped sample performance. The listener doesn't need to understand every word. If one syllable has attitude, that can be enough. Next, we're going to turn that vocal into something playable. The quickest way is to right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slice by Transient, and keep the transient sensitivity moderate so you don't end up with too many tiny slices. If you prefer, you can also load the vocal into Simpler and use Slice Mode manually, but for speed, the new MIDI track method is perfect. Ableton will create a drum rack loaded with your slices. Now audition the sounds. Listen for the slices that have the best attack, the strongest consonants, the best little breath noises, and the most useful tone. You do not need every slice. In fact, it's usually better if you keep this tight. Pick maybe 6 to 12 slices that actually work rhythmically, and get rid of the rest. That is a very common mistake in this kind of sound. Too many slices. Too many options can make the part messy and less intentional. The goal is not a giant vocal library. The goal is a focused, playable little instrument. Now write the rhythm. We want a 2-bar loop that feels more like a break edit than a pop vocal line. Place a short vocal hit on the offbeat, maybe the end of one. To answer the kick, put a stronger phrase hit on beat 2 or beat 4 if you want it to reinforce snare energy. Use quick little pickups before the snare, and leave gaps so the phrase has room to breathe. A really useful approach is to make the vocal behave like a call and response layer. For example, one short hit, then a gap, then 2 quick chops, then a longer tail. In the second bar, maybe a repeated fragment, one empty space, and a stutter at the end. That kind of structure gives you movement without clutter. And here's a really important DNB thought. The vocal should often answer the drum, not sit on top of it constantly. Leave room for the snare to smack. If the snare is busy, simplify the vocal. If the drum pattern is sparse, the vocal can be more active. It's a balancing act. Now let's add swing. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing template. You don't want this to feel like sloppy timing, but you do want it to feel human and slightly loose, like a chopped-up jungle edit rather than rigid MIDI. A good starting point is around 54% to 58% swing. Keep the timing move subtle, and don't go crazy with randomization. You want groove, not chaos. If the pattern feels stiff, nudge a couple of notes slightly off the grid. Sometimes just moving 1 or 2 chops a tiny bit late is enough to make the whole thing breathe. This is where old-school jungle feel really comes from, that micro-timing tension between the drum break and the sample. Now let's dirty it up. Start with saturator. Add a bit of drive, somewhere around +3 to +8 dB, depending on the source. If it starts to peak too hard, use soft clip. Then add redux for a bit of digital degradation. Keep that light though. We want crunchy, not destroyed. After that, use auto filter to shape the tone, and EQ8 to clean up the low end. A high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is usually a smart move so the sub stays clean. If the vocal gets harsh in the upper mids after saturation or a bit reduction, pull down a little around 2 to 5 kHz with EQ8. That range is often where a chopped vocal starts to poke too aggressively. One really effective trick here is to duplicate the vocal chain. Keep one chain cleaner, more present, more rhythmic. Then create another chain that's dirtier, narrower, a bit more degraded, and blend it underneath. That gives you grit without losing clarity. It's a great way to make the vocal feel like it belongs in the same world as crunchy breaks and respace. At this point, the part should already feel like a proper switch up, but we can take it further by printing it. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, arm it, and record your chopped vocal performance while the MIDI loop plays. This is one of the best workflow moves in Ableton for DNB, because now the effects and timing become part of the sample. You're no longer juggling a bunch of live devices forever. You've captured a new instrument. Once it's printed, chop the resampled audio if needed. Reverse a hit. Stretch one slice into a tail. Pull a tiny repeat before the snare. Automate filter movement on the audio. This is where it starts to sound like a custom jungle edit instead of a preset idea. After resampling, do a little cleanup. Use EQ8 to remove any mud, utility if you need to narrow the stereo image, and glue compressor with just a touch of reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB, to glue the layer together. That resampling step is especially powerful if this vocal is meant to be a switch out before a drop. It makes the whole thing feel unified and committed. Now let's make it sit with the rest of the track. The vocal should not fight the kick, snare, sub, or res. If it's masking the downbeat, sidechain it lightly to the kick with compressor or glue compressor. Keep the core vocal chops mostly centered so they stay mono-friendly and punchy on club systems. If the vocal feels too bright, you can gently dip that 2.5 to 5 kHz range. If the bass line is active, keep the vocal more sparse. If the bass is stripped back, the vocal can do a little more. This is one of those ENB arrangement rules that always pays off. If one thing gets busier, something else should get simpler. Now think about automation. A great switch-up evolves over 4 or 8 bars, so automate the filter cutoff opening a little as the section moves forward. Add a delay throw on the last hit. Bring in a touch more reverb only on the final word or chop. Maybe narrow the stereo width at the start and widen it slightly on the transition. You can even increase saturator drive a little toward the end to create urgency. A classic move is to automate a short delay throw on the last vocal hit before the drop, then hard cut it when the full drums come back in. That creates tension without washing everything out. A few things to avoid here. Don't overquantize the groove. The tiny imperfections are part of the feel. Don't leave too much low end in the vocal. Don't widen the main chop layer too much, because the important rhythmic material should stay solid in the center. And don't make the switch up so musical that it stops feeling percussive. In this style, the vocal is often more like a sample drum phrase than a sung feature. If you want to go darker or heavier, there are some great variations. You can layer the vocal with a ghost break underneath, very quietly, to make it feel embedded in the groove. You can create a response layer from the same sample, maybe bandpass it, distort it harder, or pitch it down a few semitones, and use that as a shadow answer on selected hits. You can also use micro stutters at the end of phrases, repeating the last chop 2 to 4 times very quickly before the transition. That kind of fill can sound really strong in jungle and darker DNB. Another nice move is negative space editing. Sometimes removing every second or third chop makes the whole thing feel more expensive and more menacing. Less can definitely be more here. For arrangement, this switch-up can do a lot of jobs. It can be a tension bridge before the drop. It can fake out the listener. It can become the signature sound of a second drop. Or it can appear again later as a ghost version of itself, stripped down and more degraded, so the track feels connected across the full arrangement. If you want a quick practice exercise, try building a 4-bar switch-up from one short vocal sample. Slice it into a handful of usable parts. Program a 2-bar rhythm with gaps, repeats, and one offbeat pickup. Add a subtle groove. Put saturator and auto filter on it. Resample the result. Then automate one thing, either the filter opening or a delay throw on the last hit. Finally, place it before a drop and see if it creates contrast without killing momentum. If it feels too busy, remove about a quarter of the notes. If it feels too plain, add one more answer phrase and a little delay. You'll usually know pretty quickly whether it's working. So to recap, turn vocals into a rhythmic DNB instrument, not just a lyrical part. Use slicing, swing, crunch, and resampling to get that old-school jungle texture. Keep the main chops clean enough to cut through, dirty enough to feel authentic. Automate movement, protect the low end, and let the switch up change the energy without losing the groove. That's the vibe. A chopped vocal can do a lot more than just sing. In DNB, it can hit like a break, breathe like atmosphere, and drive a whole transition. And once you get this workflow under your fingers, you can build switch-ups fast and make them feel serious.